Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiurim on the topic of Ein Shliach, the Dvar Avera. And we qualified that when it comes to an Avera that the Mishaleach is doing himself, and the Shlichus is just to, it's just on the Maisa, and we would say Yei Shliach Dvar Avera. As one chiddush that we established and bolstered, marshaled proofs for. And the other chiddush is that if the shaliach is not doing an aveira, and it's only an aveira mitzad the mishaleach, then we would also say yeshliach. So those were the two basic chiddushim that we spoke about at length in the previous shiurim. And now, again, we're basing ourselves on the Torah of Moron Hagon Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal Chaim. L'fi zeh nireh levar shitas Rashi gavei shliach shogeg. That if the shliach is a shogeg, then according to Shitas Rashi, we would say that yei shliach the dvar avera, even though many kashas have been asked on this shita. So nir levar Shitas Rashi gavi shliach shogeg. Dinei b'ktzois b'simen chof hei se'iv koton aleph. Kosav to lo amru adam word la oilam, ule rabois shoge kimezid, eladafka gabi mazik, umishum ribui de krod exif petza tachas petza, abo bignaiva bigzaila, loimar binon shoge kimezid. When do we say adam word la oilam? Ule rabot shoge kimezid, dafka the gabi mazik. Gabei mazik, we say, person's always a muad, and when he's mazik, it doesn't matter whether he's mazik b'shogeg or mezid, he's a muad no matter what. But that's only gabei mazik, because we have a ribui in the pasuk. Of petza tachas petza, but like in Nevan, gzela, we are not mar b'shogeg kimezid. We don't say that shogeg is like mezid. For example, says the Ktzos, somebody takes an object of his friend and gives it to somebody else, and he thinks it belongs to that other guy. He takes it from Reuben and gives it to Shimon because he thinks it belongs to Shimon. That is not considered a gneva that he is responsible for. As a mazid, he's not considered mazid. Shogeg there is not like mazid. And he proves this from the Gemara, in a little bit, that when someone says to his friend, take from me the axe that is bebeis ploni, shavushali, v'nimtza she'enah shalo, he says, listen, take that axe in ploni's house, it's mine. And it turns out it's not his. He wants it to be stolen. So it's mashma. Not only is the Mishaleach Potter, but even if you hold that by a Shliach Shogeg ain't Shliach Ledvar Avera, and the Mela is no Shlichus here, and the Mishaleach is Potter, Elagama Shliach Potter, Mishum to have a Shogeg, the Shliach is Potter, because he's Shogeg. Ay, Adam Ward Lailam. So it must be that Adam Ward Lailam has only been Mazik. Aval b'gzeila shlo, here's a guf hachefetz, lo mechayim ala shogeg. Gzeila b'shogeg, we don't say, shogeg kemezid. Lo marbinan ala gabi mazik, tehecha de goli goli, v'lo gabi gazlin. We only are marbin gabi mazik, and that's where hecha de goli goli, where it was misgala, it was misgala. We have a gili, we have a revelation that by mazik adam wood loilam, petza tachas petza, it's the makar. So, Mimela, it's only like I mean Mazik, Enad legabi gazlin. Ad kan midivle kotshoi shel moron haktsois hachoshen. Aval yesh ladun bibiur divre haktsot. Im kabinato rak ולא ילפין על גנב וגזלן ממזיק. It's פשט מקצועיס, that we just don't learn גנב וגזלן from מזיק. מזיק, the גולי בעקר פצח תחת פצח גולי, וגנב וגזלן לא גולי לא גולי. So is it just that we don't learn one from the other? We don't learn גנב וגזלן from מזיק, or it's a מילסה בתיימה. It has a rationale. מן הסבורו, from logic, you shouldn't learn גזלן from מזיק. Because Mazik is different. Shigam b'shegeg, he's considered a Mazik. Rather, we should have patterned him because he was a Shegeg. And now we have a chiddush in the pasuk that it's chayiv. But a ganav and a gazlan b'shegeg, kol shelo yoda, shechefetz shel genevahu, lav shem geneva b'ikval. It's not called geneva. If he doesn't know that it's an object, a stolen object, it's not called stealing. Stealing is when you know it's a stolen object. Mazik is when you did damage. Whether you knew you were doing damage, you didn't know you were doing damage, you're doing damage. But maybe it's not even called geneva. It doesn't have a shem geneva unless you know you're stealing. It has to be an act where you know you're stealing, otherwise it's not called geneva. So how do you understand this ktsais? Is it pshat, hechad gali gali, hechad lo gali lo gali? Or it's a milsa b'taim. V'yuyen b'ktsois b'simen reish ayin hei ayin reish hei b'siif kotem gimu shekosav shim osa shaliach ligdor v'livnois b'nichse hager kona ha'mishaleach afim ha'shaliach lo yoda shem nichse hager. That if a person makes a shliach to make a fence and to build in the property of a ger, the mishaleach is kaina. Even if the shliach didn't know it's nechse hager and thinks it belongs to the mishaleach, so when the ger is no longer alive and the meila is no yorsha, so the mishaleach is kaina even if the shliach didn't know. Kana mishaleach after mishaleach lo yada shem nechse hager v'kasevur shushal mishaleach kevan. Sheshlucho shel adam kim moto. Shluch shel adam kim moisoi. And the mishaleach had kavana lignais. Ve'ayin sham shum evi mi'ahid merubed l'lashit esra shi chai b'kan b'mishich as ha'shoimim. Mishum diyeh shliach l'dvar aveiro v'shliach shogeg. So the Kto says that since Shluch Shaladim Kamoso and the Mishalech had intention to be Kaina, so when the Shliach does an act of Kinyan, it counts for the Mishalech. And he brings Shitas Rashi that a Ganav is Chayiv when somebody does Mishicha for him, because even though the Mishalech didn't know, because Yeh Shliach Hatvar Avera, the Shliach Shegeg. V'hogana v'gazlan l'schayiv bo'insin sarich kinyan kamo v'mechiro v'nesina v'zeh ha'shliach v'nizkavin l'knoisa l'gzeh l'kevin sh'lo yodah shu ganav v'echi yischayiv v'mishaleach. Ganav v'gazlan in order to be chayiv v'nosin after they steal it, they need a kinyan like v'mechiro v'nesina by selling and giving, and this shliach didn't have kavana to acquire it for gzeh, since he didn't know that it is stolen. Ze ashlech lo netkaven leknoto l'gzeila, kevan shelo yada shu ganuv. Ve'ech yitchayev ha'mishaleach ela vaday. So how's the mishaleach chayev for this gneiva when the shlech didn't have kavana, since he didn't know it was stolen? So it must be that since Shulch Shadon Kamosa, the Mishalech is miscavin the Kinyan, it's enough with the Kavan of the Mishalech. So that's also the same thing about the Ger. As long as the Mishalech had Kavan to make the Kinyan, And the shliach made the kinyan for him. That's enough. Umevu'ar midvarav. Shema'ase gneiva. Hecha de'eino yodea shi gneiva. Lav ma'ase gneiva gzeilu kol ikar. Or shliach lo asel pulos mishicha be'alma. Or koma d'choshev gneiva mitzad ha'mishalech. So if you don't know you're doing gneiva, that's not called gneiva. So this shliach is not cool. You see from the ktsais that this shliach is not doing a gneiva. This shliach is not doing a gneiva. It's not called gneiva if you don't know what you're doing gneiva. And all the shliach did was in Maisa Meshicha. And the only reason it's considered a gneiva is mitzad the mishalech, but he had kavanah for gneiva. And therefore, you can prove from there that it comes the same thing with a being kind of something, where the shliach just did a pu'ula. Let's say you do a kinyan mitziah. The shliach does a kinyan on the mitziah, and he does ha'agbah. But he doesn't know that he's being kana with this hagbah. The mishalech has kavana. So through the kana of the kavana of the mishalech, that's enough. So in other words, all the shliach is doing is the maisa, like an empty maisa, with no intention behind it. It's the intention of the mishalech that makes it happen. Ume'ata. So now we can explain the kavana srashi. The hodim mechayev ganav b'kinyan shluchoi, lo yamrinan dein shliach l'dvar avera. That a ganav is chayev when the shliach does the kinyan for him, and we don't say ein shliach l'dvar avera, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera. It's not because by shliach shogeg yesh shliach l'dvar avera. That was our havana mut'et in Rashi. It's the way people mistakenly understand Rashi. That Rashi that we quoted in the first shir, that the ganav is chayev when someone else makes the kinyan for him, when he sends a shliach to make a kinyan for him. So the way one might understand Rashi, and many understand Rashi this way, is because yesh shliach l'dvar avera b'shogeg. However, we can say a different pshat in Rashi, possibly. It's not because by shliach shogeg yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Because if mitzad shliach it's an avera, we say ein shliach l'dvar avera, even though the shliach is a shogeg. Because the Rishonim and Achronim prove, as we brought in the first shir from many places, that if the Shliach is Shogeg, we still say that ain't Shliach l'dvar avera. But when we're talking about a Geneva, when someone sends someone else to do a Geneva and the Shliach doesn't know he's doing a Geneva, but Geneva is Shogeg, the Shliach isn't doing an avera. Not called Kneva. And only the Mishalech makes it a Maisa Avera with his Kavana, with his Das. And therefore there's no Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera. Because as we said in the previous Shir, that when the Shliach is not doing an Avera, we say Yesh Shliach L'dvar Avera. Because you don't say Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera, we say Yesh Shliach L'dvar Avera. Because the Shliach isn't doing an Avera. When do we say Ein Shliach L'dvar Avera? When the Shliach is doing an Avera. When the shliach unknowingly, unwittingly does gneiva, so that's not called an avera l'cha. It's not called a maisa gneiva if he has no kavana for gneiva. And memela, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera because of our klal that if the shliach is not doing an avera, then there is shlichus. Because that's not a classic case of yesh of ein shliach l'dvar avera where there's actually an avera being done by the shliach. Here, no avera is being done by a shliach.